where they're growing them.
Yeah,
sale.
I guess that's about right. You but still, you do see more chickens than you do guineas, mm-hmm. that's for sure.
Yeah, there's a few out people have, so mm-hmm. yeah. And most of what anybody that has them on the farm now keeps them in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
I used to keep all of mine in the yard. I had two different yards, and I kept them pinned, but I just got three little old bantards here now, and they run out.
Mm-hmm.
Two little pullets and a rooster. But I want to get rid of them. I don't want them. They scratch and dig in the garden. You can get out and set out something or dig up a little dirt, set out a plant or something. They go in behind you, and where the dirt's soft, they dig it up
yeah.
again. So I just don't want them. They lay, but the eggs are small. They're large enough to eat good.
Mm-hmm. I think those little eggs are cute.
Yeah. My grandchildren like to get hold of them.
Yeah, I imagine they do. Uh-huh. What about terrapins? Do you have them around?
Terrapin?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know the difference in a terrapin. You know, they're... My daddy used to call them terrapins when he worked in the woods. He'd find them and he'd call about the big old terrapin they come up on. But if it's different from a gopher, I don't know it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know they do have the hard shell, and far as I know, they're, I reckon, the same thing.
Okay. Now, let's see, I asked you a little bit about things that people fish with, and you just got to talking about those when the tape ran out.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of them use a pole and hook and line. But the most of them use a spinner, mm-hmm. reeling rod.
Mm-hmm. And how about the different kinds of bait that they put?
Well, they buy crickets. People raise the crickets and the worms now for sale. But now the spinners, they have artificial
mm-hmm.
something on them, worm or bug or something.
Mm-hmm.
Most of that. But if they're fishing with a pole, they use crickets or either worms, Catawba worms, different kind of worms.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about little tiny fish that people fish with sometimes?
Well, they do that. The minnows.
Uh-huh.
They seine them up. They're good for trot lines, if you know what a trot line.
Now, what do you mean they seine them up?
Well, they take a little dip net and dip them up. A net instead of a seine.
Well, now, what's a seine?
Well, a seine is, well, it's larger than a dip net. It's, that's something with mesh, you know, where you can go around and hem them up if you want to catch a whole lot.
You mean it's like a big net? Something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And it's smaller. They catch minnows in that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have a little dip net, something with a handle on it. And you can throw bread wherever they're at and tow them up. You know, they'll come to that bread
mm-hmm.
and take that dip net and dip up a lot of them. They make good bait
mm-hmm.
if you're going to set out lines.
Well, now, what's a trot line?
You're going to learn something. Well, they catch catfish more or less on that, so of course sometimes they get a perch. But it's a great long old line that, a small river, it'll go all the way across it. One big line, and then they tie shorter lines to it, sneed hook they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, about this, say this far apart, and bait every one of them, and they're tied onto the heavy line.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always heard them called trot. I don't know where the name comes
uh-huh,
from.
Uh-huh. Do you all have crawfish here?
Oh, yeah.
Well, now, what does a crawfish look like?
Well, they look kind of like, you've seen these things on the beach. Old funny things with these old long legs and... What was the things we was talking about?
Oh, crab.
Crab, yeah, uh-huh. They look like a crab with their feet and everything. Look a whole lot like a crab, only they're small.
Uh-huh.
And what are they on the beach? Fiddlers?
If the little tiny ones, fiddlers, yeah, on the beach.
Well, these are bigger. The crawfish is bigger. We have them around in the marshy, muddy places here.
Uh-huh.
And they look a whole lot like a shrimp. Not a shrimp.
A crab.
A crab, with them old big claws and feet.
Well, can you eat them?
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.